Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to MJ's favorite day of the week. I'm very excited to be here with y'all today. And I don't think I'm gonna cry like I did on Sunday. I think I'm done. I think I'm finished. I just love y'all. Hey, Annette from Iowa. All right. My favorite day of the week, Wednesday. I'll let everybody start coming in. Give everybody a minute to show up because I have like things to talk about. Very excited while I wait on everybody to come in. Guess what? I got a text message from my oldest daughter's boyfriend yesterday. They're coming here for a wedding this weekend at from a college roommate. And he texted me and my husband and asked if he could have a talk with us on Saturday, have coffee, just the three of us. Wonder what that could be. Wonder what that could be. Should I make it hard on him? Do y'all think? Thank you. I know another wedding. I think I'm excited about it. And I like this fella. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. All right. All right. Okay. Listen to me. I have thought long and hard about what to share and what not to share. I'm gonna share some stuff and I'm not gonna share some stuff. We had a meeting yesterday at No BS. And there's a lot coming. I mean, a lot happening. There is, so next month, Healthify is dropping. I have read through the scripts for modules one and module two. It's a long course. We're gonna just go through it next month as a, in the membership if you want to go through it. There's a lot of new information in it, okay? And it is so far amazing. I've read through the first two modules. Like I said, there's six. Because I have to make Facebook posts and I got to make newsletters and I got to make all the things. So I'm going through it now. Y'all are going to learn a lot next month. But y'all know there's a couple things MJ can't do. One is math, we know that. And two, I am not a nutrition person. But we do thankfully have a nutrition person, and her name is Coach Christy. So in June, as we're going through Healthify on Wednesday, my favorite day of the week, Christy will be here with y'all to answer all of your questions about Healthify. So I will not be doing the Wednesday Q&As in June. Christy will, because we are bringing you an expert, and MJ ain't it. She ain't it. At all. Like, y'all don't want me teaching you about nutrition. But Christy will be here with you in June as we go through that. So that is exciting. Very, very exciting. So y'all will be able to, as y'all are going through Healthify, we're talking about protein. We're talking about carbs. We're talking about fat. We're talking about fruits and veggies, how much protein to get, how to get all your protein in, all of that other stuff. We're bringing the expert to the table because this ain't it. Y'all ain't looking at an expert on nutrition. So, that will be amazing. I know I love my Ask Me Anything on Wednesday too, but I'll be back in July. But I will, that is also my vacation month, but we won't talk about that yet. We won't talk about me going on vacation. But Christy will be here. Christy, Coach Christy, Mary is the expert. She's a pharmacist. She's also some kind of a nutrition person, nutritionist. She's got a thing. I know I'm gonna have y'all withdrawals on Wednesdays, but you're gonna love having her here with y'all because you are gonna want to ask the questions and y'all are gonna want somebody who knows what they're talking about to answer the questions. So that'll be good. So she will be here with you. In July, we are doing Drop It Like It's Hot. I'm working on fabulous prizes right now. July is Corinne's birthday month, and we like to give her weight. We're going to give her 5 pounds. Everybody is giving her 5 pounds, but there's something extra, and I can't talk about it yet. Y'all, I'm going to just say this. I can't say nothing. I'm going to just say this. Y'all are going to be amazed. Y'all are going to be floored and amazed, and wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. I can't speak of it yet. That's in July. August, I had a course plan for y'all in August, and yesterday Corinne said, no, I'm giving them this other thing. Other big thing coming in August. I'm telling y'all, you don't want to miss it. You do not want to miss it. If you're like, I don't know, I've been thinking about taking a break from No BS. Girl, now ain't the time, I'm going to tell you, because you're going to be missing. Y'all will be missing out because May, no, June, July, August specifically. Well, then September, Lizzie's right, and y'all being consistent class. You don't miss that either. God bless. And then in October, I know what to do. I'm just not doing it. Sound familiar? I mean, you can't miss that neither. I don't know what y'all gonna do. Y'all just stuck with us. A lot going on. Camp. God bless, Laura. I forgot about camp. Whoo! I know. It's gonna be so much going on. So I'm super excited about it. But stay tuned. I'll tell y'all as soon as I can. Probably sooner than I can. Probably get in trouble because I tell y'all too soon. But y'all know how I do. Y'all know how I do. I can't keep a secret worth a dang. But I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best right now. All right, wise. We're doing finish what you start. Cause y'all, I mean, weight loss, we're here to lose weight. So we want to finish our weight loss off strong. And this is one thing I see so often. Yeah, I did see some Q&As pop up. Make sure you're posting your Q&As in the Q&A box and I'll be happy to answer them. All right. So we're talking about whys. This is what I hear all the time from members because I talk to a lot of members via emails and such. And if they all say, a lot of them say when they get in a rut, if I could just, I think I just need a more strong why. I think I need my whys just aren't strong enough. I think when people think that, they want the whys to make things easy. And y'all, sometimes it is. Sometimes you just hear a why and you're like, oh yeah. And it's in some instances. But 99% of the time, it doesn't make it easy. It's not like hitting an easy button. You think like, oh, because I don't want to have diabetes one day. And like the heavens open up and you're like, oh my God, I do not want that hot now donut right now that's staring me in the face. I just don't want it. Thank God for this why. Or, in October, whenever, your pumpkin spice latte in your way through October, and then you're like, and I want to fit in my bathing suit in July. The skies will not open and the angels will not sing and be like, pumpkin who? I don't want you. I don't even like pumpkin. Pumpkin, I don't want to talk about pumpkin. That's not what happens, y'all. That is not what happens with your whys. With your whys, when you see the pumpkin spice latte, or you see the donut, or you see those hot French fries, or you've had a stressful day and you are standing in the pantry and everything is like, pick me, pick me, pick me, pick me, pick me. It is not, your brain is like, gimme, 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 gimme. I know stress, I need sweets, I need that. You need to give it to me. It's going to help our stress, whatever. Then you're like a red card in soccer. You're like, here's my why, right? That does not turn off the pick me, pick me, pick me. It will make you pause. Y'all know I love a good pause. It is gonna remind you of what's important for you. It's just a reminder. Yeah, I know you want the donut, but you also want insert why. You want to go to bed and not be bloated. You don't want to have heartburn. You want to not have diabetes. You want to fit in a bathing suit. You want to be a good example to your kids. You want to build a normal relationship with food, whatever your why is. And in that moment, you are reminding yourself why it is important to do the hard thing. Notice I did not say it's going to make it easy. It is just going to remind you of why right now, this one time, in this one moment, you might want to pick the thing that feels a little bit hard. Maybe this time I don't have to just hit the easy button. Maybe I'm gonna, stretch myself a little bit and do something that might be a little bit difficult. Because I'm just gonna tell y'all, we do difficult stuff all over the place. We think we don't, we're weak, whatever. No. We do hard stuff every day. And it's not like, the most difficult thing ever. Is it going to be uncomfortable at first? Yes. When all you've ever done, when you're stressed and overwhelmed and sad and whatnot, is to eat a donut. Yeah, to break that habit is that pattern and show your brain, hey, there's another way to handle stress. I know we've been doing this for 30 years. I'm trying something different. And your brain is like, change? I don't want to change. We can literally sit here and eat this donut and feel better, lickety split. And you're like, no, we're gonna strengthen the muscle of thinking about what else we want, not just the donut. That is what a why does for you. I used to tell my private clients, it turns the suck down from a 10 to a 6. If you just tell yourself no, it sucks like a 10. But if you're like, you know what? I really don't want to go on, diabetes medicine. I really don't want to go on blood pressure meds. I really don't want to feel bloated right now. I really want to have energy this afternoon. I really want to be able to fit in those jeans that are just a little bit tight for me. All of a sudden, the suck went from 10 to a 6. Didn't go to a 0. But sometimes you get lucky and it'll turn it down to a 2 or a 1. Sometimes, every once in a while. Like, I want you to think, like, we're talking about like my daughter maybe getting engaged, whatever. Like, I will want to be maintaining my weight, once it's get leading up to the wedding, right? So that is a really strong why. I don't want my pictures, whatever. Like, maybe that will turn it down to a 3 or a 4. But just on a regular, like, Wednesday, I was telling somebody yesterday, well, Tuesday's my big meeting day. We had leadership team yesterday, like just a lot of meetings yesterday. And I learned a lot of stuff at the leadership. There's a lot of pivots about to happen, and I'm responsible for making sure y'all know about the pivots and all the emails and getting everything organized so y'all don't miss out on anything. Like, that falls on me. I'm gonna tell y'all something. About 4 times yesterday afternoon, where did I find myself? Wandering through the desert of my kitchen. Just wandering, just wandering. Just wandering. One time I've had my hand, this is the truth. This is me yesterday, no lie. I had my hand on the drawer of my little snack drawer. And I'm like, MJ, what are you looking for? Girl, you're just stressed right now. It's the only thing. And you don't eat because of stress. That's my why. I want a normal relationship with food. I do not want to eat over emotion. Unless it's like happy, like my birthday or whatnot, but like to escape an emotion, no, I don't want to do that. And then I came, sat down, I'd work for another hour, and then what would happen? I'd get up to pee, and then next thing I know, where am I? Roaming the kitchen. And I'm like, you got that beautiful dress for this weekend, for this wedding. You do not need this food right now. And then I came, sat down, and what happened? I'm back up again. Next thing you know, there I am up in the refrigerator. I'm like, good Lord, woman. So I do that same thing too. I kept finding, and I did not eat yesterday. I did not eat, but God bless if I didn't try my hardest. I did everything I could too. And I even said, because I plan a glass of wine every Tuesday after my meetings. And I'm like, girl, you're gonna have your wine in a little bit. Once you finish with work, you'll have your wine. But that is what you want to work on. It's just that yesterday I probably went through 15 whys in the afternoon. 15, 20 whys. I did, because I just had to keep reminding myself yesterday. I always laugh about food doesn't call your name. I swear to y'all, I think I heard it yesterday. I think I heard it. I always say food can't talk, whatever. But yesterday, I swear I audibly heard it. Hard. It was really hard yesterday. But I pulled out, I was throwing out whys left and right. And that's what we have to do. We have got to get a bucket full, a pocket full, a backpack full, whatever how you want to call it, of whys, why it is important, and then also what we're trying to avoid. What do we not want? What do we want, but what do we not want? Because both of them are so stinking important. Both of them. So, let's see. Oh, yeah, Darlene's in an RV. No one is always close to the kitchen as I am. That is true, honey. You're just right there. All right, I'm going to get to the Q&As. Make sure you post them in here, putting them in here, because I want to answer all of them. It's Ask Me Anything. So y'all can literally ask me anything. Y'all can ask me anything you want to know. I'm an open book, except what the big surprise is that I can't tell y'all about in July. I can't talk about that. Other than that, you can ask me anything. Well, you can ask me that, but I can't tell you. I really can't, Laura. I wish I could. I'm so excited though. They showed it to us yesterday on this leadership team meeting. I almost cried. I was so excited for y'all. Amber. Can you help me with some steps to create structure when life feels chaotic, especially with work unpredictability, on-call culture with unclear guidelines, home overwhelm, stepdaughter stress? Okay. Corinne used to talk, what did she used to call them, y'all? Like touch points during the day. Like you want to create some touch points, like appointments with yourself, but almost like they will ground you and just give you a minute to check in with yourself. Pick three or four times during the day when you're typically, when you can just kind of touch base with you and check in with how you're doing. And then the other thing is work unpredictability, on-call culture. I am thinking that is not going to change. The other thing I want you to do is take all of these thoughts you have, Amber, about your life and how chaotic and unpredictable and all that other kind of stuff is. Take all of that to ask coaches because the best way, I mean, you're wanting to create structure, but the best way is to make sure that you're speaking about it in a way that you feel in control. Because, you know, I mean, it just depends on how you're talking about it. We've got to find a great story that is true. That is true. We're not going to just blow smoke up somebody's behind, like a true story, because there is probably another way that you could look at the exact same circumstances and it won't feel as chaotic and unpredictable. Okay. So same with your stepdaughter. Like they can help you work through that so that, you know, like I got a kid with bipolar and anxiety, and her husband is moving to Oklahoma tomorrow and but without her and all that other kind of stuff. There are ways I can describe that feel better to me. She's got good support. She's only 3 hours away. I know this is going to be a hard time, but I have a good relationship with her therapist too. Like there's so many ways that I can calm myself down about the uncertainty of what she is about to face. Even though I know her mental health is gonna take a hit. And that's okay. Because I know what to do. I'm her mama. And she might be married, but I'm still her mama and I know how to take care of her. And that makes me feel powerful. Instead of, this is gonna be so hard for her. I don't know what to expect. It's about to, it's about to hit the fan. I hope she can still, I can be worried about her and I hope she can still go to school and I hope she can still work and I hope this doesn't just set her off and like I can go down the worry rabbit hole. But we've got to figure out how you talk about it because that does make all the difference, Amber. It makes all the difference. Let's see. Anonymous. I'm having a hard time remembering things now that I'm going through perimenopause. Hashtag same anonymous. It's especially hard to work on my side business because I can't remember anything and turning to food out of frustration. Listen, Anonymous, if it is not on my calendar or it is not written down, it ain't happening in my life right now. I've had to start writing stuff down. What if that's where you are right now? I have got reminders set and stuff set everywhere. I have to. If I don't, it won't happen. My memory is not what it once was. And that's, I mean, it's sad, but it's my life now. I'm all about, like, we can work on your thoughts about it, but if you can change your circumstance, I say change your circumstance. Let's just start keeping a calendar. I forget to write it down. I know. That's why this phone is so. How did people do it? Because, I used to, like, if you didn't have a phone, be like, I need to remember, I should write that down. Now you can just make a note or set a reminder immediately. If it comes in your mind, you got to write it down or set a reminder or something. Because if you don't, in my world, it ain't happening. But I mean, we can look at your thoughts about what you think that means. Like, what are you making it mean that you can't remember things? Because that could also be part of it. It could mean I'm getting old. It could mean I'm losing it. My side hustle's never going to be successful because I can't figure this out. I can't remember things. Instead of saying, okay, I need to write, I'm having trouble remembering things. That right question, right answer. How can I make this easy on myself? That's what you need to start asking yourself. How can I make this easy? But if you do want to work through whatever your thoughts are about not being able to remember, take all that to ask coaches, because then we can help you work through your thoughts about what it means to be getting older or not being able to remember like you used to could. Because that's all of us, girl. That's a fact. Oh, thank you. Darlene said, just want to say your Mother's Day call was amazing. Thank you. And you like my mama's taste in jewelry. Yes, this is hers right now today. I always have something of hers on. I've been wearing something of hers every day. I appreciate that, darling. And it was good to see your sweet face too. Sue said, pre-congratulations again. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to share that I have been in Ask Coaches talking up a storybook. Good. Last Wednesday, I said on the Q&A that I was happy where I was and I have accepted myself at my higher weight and I love myself. You said if you want to lose more weight, let you know. I worked on the Finish What You Started worksheets, and I'm telling you, clarity came a calling. Girl, I'm glad it did. Since last Tuesday, I've lost 4 pounds, girl, by paying attention to the No BS Essentials and Inner Voice, body, and my habits. Sue, I love that so much. I love that so much. And it's a combination, right? It is sitting down and taking a little bit of time for yourself to listen to Finish What You Start and also reaching out for help, right? Like, we can't help you if we don't know. I say that all the time. I can't help you if I don't know you need help. So I'm so glad you advocated for yourself and you did all that. You did, I mean, you created that, Sue. How do I improve my relationship with the scale? Oh, it has a significant effect on my mood. If it's down, I celebrate. If it's up, I'm depressed. Okay. Anonymous, first of all, if you're past like your first like 30 days or whatever, you can go to Pathways courses and look at all the pathways. There's a scale course you can take. It's not the scale though. It's not the scale. It's your thoughts about it. So here's what happens. You get on the scale. If it's down, right? If this number is down, you think, I'm doing it. I figured this out. This is amazing. Blah, blah, blah. I have a daughter right now, the one whose husband's moving to Oklahoma. I took her shopping this past weekend, the one with ADD and bipolar and all the things. She's losing weight. Can't figure out why. I know. Double zero is too big. We had to go to the kids section. She had to get clothes at the kids section. She's 25 years old this past weekend. She gets on the scale. She's trying not to lose weight. Her scale goes down and she's like, what is wrong? Why can't I figure this out? Something is wrong. I need to go to the doctor. Like, am I sick? Like, those are her thoughts about the scale going down. She's not celebrating. Your thoughts, though, are different when it goes down. Woohoo, I'm figuring this out. It's the same scale, different thought, different feeling. When the scale goes up, your thoughts are, I'm never going to figure this out. See? I told you couldn't do this. It's just the scale's just going to go up and then you're going to gain all of your weight back, whatever it is. That's where the frustration is coming from. Now, if you get on the scale and it goes up, your thought could also be, I'm going to look at my data and see if this makes sense. It could be, I'm going to figure this out. This does not make sense. Thankfully, I've got a team of people that can help me. I'm going to send my, your thought could be, I'm going to send my data to MJ and she's going to help me figure this out. I'm going to reach out and ask coaches and they can help me. Now, then that does not create depression. That is hopeful. That is motivated. That is curious. Your thought could be the scale is one piece of my data. I need to look at the rest of it before I make a judgment. You've got to change your thought. We can't change the scale. The scale sits there and it spits out a number, which is one piece of your data. Then you have a flood of thoughts about it. And we've got to work on what do you want to think? When the scale goes up, what do you want to think when the scale goes down? And that work is not done on Friday on the scale. That work is done when you are not on the scale. If I get on the scale this week and it's up, first of all, I would weigh your data first. Look at your data before you get on the scale. It's a pretty strong indicator of what will happen. If you're being honest with yourself, you can see the overeats, whatnot. And then you could say, I'm probably not going to lose weight this week based on my data. And then you get on, and then you, number one, you're not a surprise. This makes sense because my data said. If your data says you should have lost 5 pounds and you get on and you're up, be like, okay, I either need to change the batteries on this scale or I need to reach out for help because something is going on here. This does not make sense. The scale should be a place of curiosity. Whether it goes up or whether it goes down. If it goes down, you'd be like, girl, what did I do this week? Let's put it on repeat. There should be a little celebration. It is all about the mindset, girl. I wish there was a better way, an easier way. We could just make the scale do what we wanted it to. But you've got to decide what you're going to think on purpose. And I'm just going to tell y'all, whenever I talk about changing thoughts, when you get on a scale and it is up, those old shitty thoughts will come first. It's what you've always thought. See, I can't figure out. Wait a minute. No, that's the old me talking. Here's what new me thinks. And then you just like a little duck, you know, you like it goes askew and then you have to go nurture it and bring it right back up. No, honey, we're going to think over here now. And we've thought that way for a long time. But we're going to come back over here. This is how we're going to think now. And then the next week you're on the scale, if it's up, it'll do the same thing. See, can't ever figure this out. Oh, no. Now I got people to help me. I can figure this out now. And you have to keep bringing it back like a little baby duck. Let's see. I love my. No BS. The draw was that I could eat the foods I love without having to worry or think about carbs, protein, and healthify sounds like restriction. Oh, but it's not gaining back to old diet mentality. It makes me feel sad. How do I just wait till you hear it, Val? Wait till you hear it. It's amazing. You know, we talk about all the time at No BS. We plan for so many different reasons, right? Like you want to plan for a lot of reasons. You want to plan for comfort. You want to plan so that you have energy. You want to plan for weight loss. You want to plan for all these other things. So, yes, you can lose weight eating whatever you want to eat. That's totally true. But if you said, Val, from now on, I only want to eat sweets and sugary things, you're not going to feel well. It's not going to improve your blood work. It's a mix of all of it. It's a mix of everything. Because we want to feel great too, right? Like we want to ease into the next 5 years feeling amazing, eating all the things. And you probably already are. It's just being more aware. Like I eat fruits and veggies now. I eat carbs and fats and protein now. We all do it. We're just going to increase our awareness about it. Let's see. So it'll be fine, but just listen before you judge, because it's really good. It is really old school Corinne. Anybody that's been around since circa 2000, 19 or whatever. She's really bringing it back to that. It sounds a lot like old Corinne, which I'm super stoked about. That's how I lost my way, was with old Corinne. It just really is, it's all about being the very best version of you, inside and out. But it's really, really good. I know, Julie, it's coming, girl. It's good. It's Healthify is, I've learned so much just listening to the first couple modules. Like, really, we're not listening, reading the scripts. Yeah, see, we all, yeah, just go into it with open. I do feel I make sure I get my veggies. Yeah, it's just like, why are we doing that? Like, it's like we get to decide now on our own terms. We're not going to listen to Susan Powder, and we're not going to listen to Richard Simmons. Did anybody watch that Richard Simmons special? I'm going to watch it. I haven't watched it. It came out Tuesday. We're going to do it on our own terms. Because it's what makes us feel good, not because somebody told us to. Oh, Corinne may not like being referred to as old Corinne. Yeah, maybe not. Healthify is coming out in June. Old school. Thank you. Thank you. It was like what happened to Richard Simmons. And it was, what's her name? I can see your face. They did like a special on him last night. Look it up. What's her name? Diane Sawyers. Thank you, Mary. Diane Sawyer. That's exactly who did it. I saw her face just like I saw mine right now. And I swear to y'all, I couldn't think of her name to save my life. It came on last night. It was either on ABC or CBS or something. I'm sure you can find it. Yeah, I know. I'm excited. Did you watch it, Mary? How do I get more done without feeling overwhelmed? I feel like my to-do is running after me and there's so much I want to accomplish each day. First, you've got to decide if it's doable. A lot of times we get overwhelmed. We put like, here are all the things we would like to get done, right? And it's a list that couldn't nobody do. What's her name from Bewitched? She couldn't even twinkle her nose and get it done. But we got the list. It's the whole list full. You first got to decide, is this even doable? Because it may not be. And if it is, like, prioritize it. What things do I actually need to get done today? Like, my house won't work. Things won't function. What do I need to prioritize first? Because you have to change what you're thinking. Like, yes, these are all things I would like to get done. And I will get done what I can get done. But if these five things have to be pushed to another day, that's okay. The world will not stop turning. But first, get real with yourself. Is it even doable? Is it even doable? Because a lot of times, I have a long list of stuff I'd love to get done today. It's not going to happen. And I know that. But I know what needs to get done today. And I'm going to prioritize that first. Everything else gets pushed. But ask yourself, Zeal, is it doable? Laura said the number of times I twinkled my nose when I was a kid never worked. Girl, same. Oh, Nancy said, are the private coaching spots filled? And does a person need to have the same time schedule every week, or how does that work? Thanks. There are several spots left in private coaching. I think there's like five or six left between several coaches. And then no, when you sign up for private coaching, you get a link to your coach's schedule and you just find a time on there. And if you don't find a time, you let them know and they'll work with you. I don't coach, Zeal. I do have a few right now that I had to take when some coaches left, but no, I'm not taking private clients. I wish I hate that though. And also, if you want a meeting with me, I just met with somebody right before this call. If you go on the under coaching, private coaching on the website, there's a link and there I have 15-minute calls that you can get on with me and talk to me about coaching if you want to know if it's right for you, and I'll be happy to meet with you. Oh yeah, what's the current availability for pr private coaching? I think there's about five. Hey, Mary. Yeah, so go check it out. Get on the calendar with me if you want to, or whatever. Where is the Richard Simmons special? I don't know. It was like on ABC or something last night. You have to find it streaming. I guess Google it. Elizabeth. Hey, MJ. I've been in No BS since you were a brunette. Girl, you've been in here, haven't you? I've been every color in here. I joined in March. I love that. I joined in March 2018 and I'm not going anywhere. This is my home. I've been in maintenance for 7 years and now just dealing with life. What is your best advice for managing resentment and frustration with siblings who refuse to deal with their mother? I am the middle child, eldest daughter, and my mom is a narcissistic and emotionally abusive. She is in assisted living now, but my life is still completely intertwined with hers, while my siblings have distanced themselves. Yeah. My resentment, my jealousy of them is often overwhelming to the point where I don't have a close relationship with either one of them, even though I want one. How to best deal with this? Well, if you could sign up for private coaching, that would be great, or work with Ask Coaches. But I will say this, I worked in a nursing home for 20 years. Whether somebody had one child or 10 children, one person always, one kid typically steps up and takes care. That's just how families work. It was always so fascinating to me because I'm an only child. So I was like, can't nobody, whatever. Like, I can't imagine. But, one person always steps up. And it looks like that's you, Elizabeth. So here's the thing. You've got to decide why it's important for you. Why do you not want to walk away? They've done what's best for them. You can walk away. I had to do that with my mom. I mean, I've not been quiet about my relationship with my mom, but y'all know my why for taking care of my mom. I took care of my grandmother's baby. That was what I wanted to do. I wanted to honor my grandmother that way. And that was the biggest compelling why ever. Now, I did have boundaries. When she would say certain things, I would walk away. But what do you want your relationship with her to be like? You get to decide that. Nobody else. Your brothers and sisters get to decide for themselves, and you get to decide for yourself. Then you've got to love your reasons to take care of a parent, especially one who is a narcissist. I mean, really? You have to. Yeah. I mean, somebody said it's a beautiful thought. My grandmother's baby. I love my grandmother. She's my heart. She's been gone a long time. That's her baby. And I wanted to do that for my grandmother. And that let everything melt away for me because every time she was difficult, that's what I would remind myself of. And I would even get in my car sometimes. And my grandmother, we called her Susie. I'd be like, get in my car after I'd leave my mama. I'd be like, Susie, you see that? You better be preparing me a crown or something in heaven because I'm just going to tell you, I earned it today. Susie, did you see? I used to always tell her, you know, I'm doing this for you. I hope you're appreciating this. Like, I would just talk to her like she was still there. And that's how I got through it. But you've got to do that thought can be helpful with difficult siblings too. Yeah. But they did what's best for them. And you've got to do what's best for you. And what is best for you? And it might be taking care of her. I had to make it okay to take care of her. I had to work really, really hard to make it okay to be her caregiver. Because it sounds like that's the decision you've made, Elizabeth. You, for whatever reason, have decided that you want to do that for her, or that you're going to do that for her. Want is a strong word. That you're going to do that. And you've got to make it be okay. Now, when she would say ugly things, I would look at my mom and I would say, this conversation is getting nowhere right now. I will leave. I'll come back later. And I would walk away. I was not available on the phone sometimes. That's what I had to do. And that's what you have to do. You have to decide. And then, like I said, like, please use Ask Coaches and go there too. Or, if private coaching is, private coaching helped me a lot with my mom, my relationship with my mom. Dorena, my scale went up 2.5 pounds this week. And you are so right. I looked at my data and I can see several why things. Yeah. Changed my meds, overate more, even if just a few bites, did not sleep well due to some pain. So yes, it went up, and I'm not surprised this time. I love that, Duran. I mean, and now you can get busy on what do I need to do this week, right? Like, where could I clean this up a little bit? I just love that. Like, when you get out of judgment and you look at your data and you're like, okay, I can see exactly where this happened, then all the judgment just kind of falls away and you get into like problem solving mode, which is the greatest place to be for weight loss. Just get into problems. Okay, now I'm gonna start problem solving. Mary, tomorrow is my birthday. I love that. Happy birthday. I have many girlfriends. I'm working on not being fearful since they want to meet at restaurants. It will be meal times, but a bit worried after finally dropped 4 pounds. Thank you. You're welcome. And worried about salt, drinks, etc. I know to look at menus. It is that spur of the moment decision to have another drink or dessert and a drink. Suggestions. You've got to make those decisions ahead of time. And I've been talking a lot, Mary, you know this, about setting your intention. So I would even pull up to that restaurant or whatever and say, here's my plan for this restaurant. Because you know on your way, where are you going? You can look it up. You can know what you're going to have. You can even say, my why, I know that I'm going to this other place and they have a great dessert in a day or two. I'd rather, if I'm going to have dessert, I want that dessert. I'm going to have 4 opportunities for drinks this week. So in order to, like, with your, weight loss cap on, your goal is weight loss. How can I have a great birthday and still lose weight? What are the decisions I need to make in order to facilitate that? And that's the way you're going to have to handle it. If your goal is weight loss, you're going to have to plan from a place of weight loss and then take your pocket full of whys, Mary. I finally got my weight going. I'm on a roll. It's really important I stay on a roll. That's the gift I want to give myself this year for my birthday. A month from now, I will not remember this extra drink, but I will remember that I lost weight the week of my birthday and I went out. That's why I want to say no to this extra drink. And remember, it's not going to make it easy, Mary. Remember, it's going to turn the suck down from 10 to maybe 6. But in the moment, it's going to remind you of why you might want to choose the harder option. That's why it's important. See. Camp first. No BS should update the photos for the website at camp. I don't know what that means, darling. Do they ever have members at camp share with everyone their no BS story? I love to hear people's story. I love mine. I don't know. We have done that in the past. We have had like success stories come up on stage. I don't know that we're doing that this time. I have not heard. I have not heard. But sometimes we do. But listen, you'll be in a hotel full of no BS women and they would love to share their stories. I feel certain. You can just talk to them because they're story swapping all weekend. Somebody said I had they sat at my table at camp, like back when I was a member. I hope I was nice. Was I nice? Let me know. Karen Brandt. Let's see. Update phone to get rid of the brunette hair. I'm taking the first steps toward an adventure that might change my life. Oh my gosh. I'm scared but more excited. I already know it's going to bring up every emotion I've dealt with, plus all the things I feel like I've overcome. Imposter syndrome, self-doubt, confidence, all of it. I'm starting this next step because I feel like I'm ready for it, but I want suggestions on ha how to handle the jerk voice that I know is gonna come in strong to derail me. I want to validate myself. You've got to hear it and talk back to it. You have done so much work on being kind to yourself, speaking lovely to yourself. You're just gonna have to keep practicing that. You're gonna have to keep practicing it. You got to hear all the old shitties and know they're gonna come. Like, whenever I hear them now, because I know when they're going to come up, you know these are going to come up. And I'm like, oh, hello, haven't seen you in a while. I don't make a big deal out of them. I don't entertain them for long. I just don't. I'm like, well, hey, you. Been a while. Glad you came to visit. It's just not a big deal. I don't ever judge myself for having those thoughts because they're going to come. We're going to come for all of us. And you can almost look at them, those things, like those old shitty thoughts, like we demonize them, we say they're like terrible and we want to get rid of them and whatever. But I want you to think about the great job they did for a long time. They kept us safe, just like food did, right? Those thoughts kept us from living big, kept us from getting hurt. The only way we knew how to protect ourselves was to put ourselves down and make ourselves small. So that we wouldn't put ourselves out there and get hurt. They did a great job for a long time. And we don't need them anymore. We know now that we can speak kindly to ourselves and take care of ourselves. We don't have to go that route. We can do a different way, but just don't entertain them. And I want to keep them in retirement. I wish we could just like get rid of them. Camping season is getting right around the corner, and I'm needing ideas on how not to treat every outing like a big food fest and drinking binge. I'm just going to tell you, I'm Vanessa. Are you in Facebook? I'm going to tell you something. I did not realize this about No BS Women. We have got so many campers that go weekend, every weekend camping. It is a thing. It is a thing. And then we got Darlene. She lives in a camper. She just RVs her whole life. I would post in there in Facebook. I would crowdsource what you want to like. This is how do y'all handle it if you're going camping every weekend? And I will tell you, Health the Fight is going to help you next month too. Everything, like when you're eating it every weekend, it is no longer special. You got to really redefine what special foods are. If you're eating a s'more over a campfire every weekend, it ain't special. It is not special. Period. You've just got to plant, make it doable, make it realistic. Look at it. What are your intentions? What are your goals? Like I always say, like somebody always asks me, like, how do I plan vacations? How do I plan? The first question I ask them, do you want to gain, lose, or maintain your weight? That's the first step one. You got to set your intention. What is the goal of this vacation where my weight is concerned? Now, if I was going to go to Italy or whatever, or I was going to whatever, it might be gain weight. Going to California to visit my daughter, probably maintain weight. Going to the beach to visit my daughter, like 3 hours away, then we go all the time, lose. You got to set your intention first because you can't make a place of not knowing where you want to get to. Like maybe you're like, I'm, you might even say, like, over this summer, I want to just maintain my weight. I want to be in September where I am right now whenever I start, or I want to, like, maybe I'm losing like a pound, like 2 pounds a month. Maybe I just want to make sure I lose 1 pound a month. How you got to back it up from that goal. How am I going to get there? So just do that and then ask people for their tips and tricks, because I'm just going to tell you, we got some RVing people for true and for sure. Oh, do you have any advice for getting started with loving yourself talk that doesn't feel fake? Yes, I do, Anonymous. My favorite topic ever. I love it. So let's see. We'll talk about body, whatever. I hate my stomach, maybe. Or you can type in Anonymous, put in the Q&A one that you one that you always say. And I'll work with that one. But you don't want to start flipping it all the way. Okay, you're so stupid. A lot of people think that. You're so stupid. I can't believe you did that. You're just so stupid. So, the first wiggle could be there are people who don't think I'm stupid. Right? The first one. And I feel stupid. I feel stupid sometimes, but sometimes I don't. You want to start to wiggle away from that belief. And then you try to find ways that you're not stupid. Right? Like you try to catch yourself. Like, oh, that was really smart of me. That's really good. Then you start giving yourself like a pat on the back. And that's how you start to kind of wiggle away from it. The scooch. Thank you, Janet. Stephanie said a common one for me is I'm so lazy. First of all, ask yourself, is that true? Look at your to-do list and ask yourself, is that even true? And then also, another thing to say too is I'm so lazy, and sometimes that's okay. Like, just add that on. I love a good lazy day. Woo, girl. I love a lazy afternoon. I love a lazy evening. I love it. So you could even, your thought could even be, sometimes I am lazy, but I also get a lot of stuff done, the scooch. And then it could be, I keep telling myself I'm lazy instead of I am so. I hate to identify myself like that. I keep thinking I'm lazy instead of I am lazy. Watch out for I am statements. I am stupid. I am lazy. I am boring. I am a failure. I keep thinking that to let yourself know it is just a thought and it may not be true. It starts to divorce you a little bit. That's what we're talking about in week seven of start, you know, because I'm doing start with a group of members. But you want to start to pull apart when you say, I keep thinking, or I notice I'm thinking, or I am thinking. Then it's not as true. It doesn't feel as true. It starts to loosen the hold that it has on you. Andrea, Mother's Day weekend was one of my lowest in a while. My two daughters estranged me about 4 years ago, and I'm trying to move on. I overate from Thursday to Monday. I realized that next time I will not white knuckle any special occasion that brings up a whirl of emotions again. Any suggestions on how to plan ahead and be compassionate with myself? Thank you. Yes. So while it's still fresh, Andrea, my favorite thing to do after any holiday or any vacation, whatever, what are the three things I did well? And what are the one or two things that I would like to level up next time that feel easy to me? Maybe it is like maybe you drank water. Maybe you just didn't go out. Like maybe you love that you didn't go out. Maybe you got a lot of rest, like whatever it is, right? The three things, and the two things you want to do well. So maybe next time, like maybe you notice like you kept eating ice cream and chips and whatnot. Maybe you're like, next time, you know what, to make it easy when these weekends kind of roll around or these like trigger things, I'm just gonna not have stuff like that in the house. I'm gonna make it really easy on myself. Maybe I'm gonna have like an order out menu that I'm gonna already have picked out my menu before the weekend comes, or I'm going to food prep before the weekend. Maybe it is, I'm going to plan something special for myself. Maybe on next year on Saturday, you could go get a massage, like do something really lovely and nice for yourself. Maybe, find a friend that like has Mother's Day plans and say, hey, could I tag along with you? Like go ahead while it's still fresh and decide how you could, what you could do next year. Because we want to problem solve a lot of times when we're in the middle of something, but that ain't the time to problem solve, y'all. We have got now with your fresh eyes, you're like, you know what? Don't love how I showed up Mother's Day. I want to do better next time. I want to do it different next time. Now is when you plan that. And then, Andrea, look, you can already Google Mother's Day 2027. I bet you they'll tell you what day it's on. Betcha. Betcha. I almost think, let me just take a wild guess. Next year, is it on May the 9th? I bet it is. Somebody tell me if I'm right. I bet it's on May the 9th. So what you want to do is like a month before, take that thing you had like on April, whatever 9th, you go in there And it say reminder Mother's Day. Here's your protocol. Start thinking about it. 2 weeks before, 2 weeks until Mother's Day. Here's your protocol. Start thinking about it. And then, that week of, then that way you're ready. Because a lot of times it's so good. Like if you do it after your summer vacation, just, in May or June of the following year, just put it on your calendar. Yep, May 9th. My daughter's birthday is May 8th. And she was born Mother's Day week. And this year is on her birthday is the 8th. And it's on a Saturday. So I figured it would be on the 9th. Could be. I'm reading Theo of Golden right now, Dorena. I am. I'm reading Theo of Golden. It's so good. It's really good. Well, I'm listening to it. But yeah, do that. You can do that for holidays like Thanksgiving. Y'all know when Thanksgiving's coming and Christmas. You can do it again. If you didn't love the way you handled Halloween candy and you remember now you didn't love the way you handled Halloween candy, you can literally go and put it on your calendar, a protocol for how you're going to show up next year. And I mean, just put it on your calendar. Just put it on your calendar. So simple to do that. And then it's just a reminder. Like, we always want to think before we eat and think before we do stuff. Now it's a great time to do that. Let's see. Oh, could Nobia start a Facebook subgroup for membership who are vegan? We would not do that. However, Darlene, if you want to, you can email support and we have like rules of how to do a like a no BS group, and then you could get your RV people together and all that kind of stuff. That would be good. I have been on a GLP-1 for 8 months and lost 30 pounds. Girl, you go. I've gotten away from planning and have been tracking protein intake and depending on timed eating of what I can get to make the protein goal. My weight loss has slowed and wonder if getting back to planning may help. It could really help. It honestly, because here's the other thing too. What happens when you're not planning, when you don't have great data, is we can't see what might be going on. Like, I'm just going to tell you, y'all can always, I don't care if you got your data. I want you to email me if your weight loss is slowed and take a guess at when you're overeating. Just take a wild, just wild guess. It's probably right. But if you do have more data, it is so much easier for me to look at it and help you immediately. Like planning, like let's look at what you're eating and see. Maybe you do need to add some more protein. Maybe you do need to add some more healthy fats. Who knows? Let's just look and see. We'll just look and see. I don't know. But yeah, we'll just, but if you don't not, y'all have been doing good, very good at emailing me. I have gotten several emails, this last couple of weeks that are like, I know you always say to email you and I never do. And it's taken me forever. And I'm so nervous. I've got people over there losing weight. If you stuck, if you whatever, please use Ask Coaches and email me and or because I can help. You've got questions. We've got answers. Who said that? Well, that was like a thing, wasn't it? Like a something, a slogan. I have the answers. You just need to let me know. Because we can help you. You don't have to do this by yourself. And I'm just going to tell you, these next few months in no BS, we're going to be on fire. It's going to be like a no BS revival, like a tent meeting at church. The stuff that's coming, y'all do not want to miss it. Y'all do not want to miss it. I promise you, promise you, promise you. And I know I always, talk big about no BS, but this is huge, huge. Y'all do not want to miss it. These next through, oh God, September, October, you don't want to miss it because it is honestly some exciting things going on. And I can't wait to tell you. I meet with Corinne as soon as this call is over. Actually, I should ask her, when can I tell? When can I spill my guts? Because I would love to. I would love to spill my guts and tell y'all everything, but I can't. But okay. All right, y'all. I know. Hallelujah. Absolutely. I will tell her y'all said hey. I know maybe she will let us give a little hint. I am not on Sunday's call this week. Corinne is back in town. Actually, this weekend, Corinne will be back. Next weekend, Kathy is doing the Sunday call. Not this coming up, but the 20, whatever it is. She's going to do some nervous system defining your whys kind of stuff to help you fill in the gaps. Because we did want to do one call about whys and different things. Yeah, Corinne talks like at the beginning. And so I got to add that to the calendar because we wanted to really, what's she going to tell? Hold on. Please hold. I'll tell you what she's going to talk about. Oh, it's right here. It's right here in front of me. Let's see. Okay, let's see. She is going to be talking about making your whys become a part of your nervous system, like how you can really feel into it. And then she's going to do coaching about your whys. Yes, I'm so excited. But no, I'm not. Veronica, I did have fun though this Sunday, even though I did cry, but I did have a good time. I enjoyed myself. Y'all let me indulge last Sunday, but I'm super excited about it. I had a really great call. So, all right, y'all. Have a great rest of your day. And please, 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 please reach out if you need me. I mean, seriously, y'all. I mean, I don't know. Short of getting on my hands and knees and begging, I don't know what else to do. But I'd like to get to know y'all better if you haven't emailed me. So y'all have a great rest of your day, and I will see y'all next Wednesday. And maybe I'll be able to tell y'all some more. I don't know. We'll see. Bye, y'all.